بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the comprehensive nature of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words that he would use would generally be small, the phrases would be small, but very, very, very deep in meaning. Very deep in meaning, very comprehensive. And from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn also what our mindset must be and what our outlook must be in terms of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person can limit his asking just to his current needs. What my current needs are, that is what I'm asking. He can do that and he can ask. Or he can look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask for. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask for the things that are needed the most, and those things that are current and those things that are long term in terms of qabr, in terms of akhirat, in terms of hashr, in terms of jannat, in terms of getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person is not only looking and focusing on those material needs that he needs now currently, but he's looking at a very big picture. And when he looks at the big picture, then he'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that he needs along the way and everything that can get him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اللهم أصلح ديني الذي هو عصمة أمري وأصلح دنياي التي فيها معاشي وأصلح آخرتي التي فيها معادي واجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لي من كل شر رواه مسلم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say اللهم أصلح ديني الذي هو عصمة أمري. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, correct my deen for me, which is the protection of all my affairs. Correct my deen for me, which lies the protection of all my affairs. What is meant by this is that our complete protection lies in our deen. If our deen is corrected, then complete all our affairs are corrected. All our affairs and all our matters are correct. The bunyad, the basis of the correction of all our affairs is to get our deen right. Very often the deen is forgotten and we try and get everything else right. But what does hadith and what does dua is teaching us? That once we get our deen right, then everything will come right, because our deen is comprehensive. Our deen is all-encompassing. Our deen is so beautiful. If we get that right, then we'll get everything right. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making the first part of his dua. Allah, correct my deen for me, which is the protection of all my affairs. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي دُنْيَايَ الَّتِي فِيهَا مَعَاشِي. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, correct my dunya for me, in which lies my livelihood. In which lies my livelihood and my sustenance. It lies in this dunya. That oh Allah, correct my dunya for me. Make my dunyawi matters easy also. Look what a beautiful dua. First is asking for deen to be protected. Then is for my dunyawi issues. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, correct that also. Because my livelihood, la'adi. This third part of this dua is, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aslih li akhirati allati fiha ma'adi. O Allah, correct my akhirat, in which lies my final abode. My final abode is akhirat. O Allah, correct and make my akhirat also correct and right for me. So one is asking first is for my deen, then is asking for my dunya. This third part of the dua is, O Allah, you make my akhirat correct for me also. وَجْعَلِ الْحَيَاةَ زِيَادَةً لِي فِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my life such that there's an increase in goodness. You make my life such that this life of mine that I'm living, that there's continuously an increase in goodness in life. وَجْعَلِ الْمَوْتَ رَاحَةً لِي مِن كُلِّ شَرٍ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my deaths, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it such that death is a relief from every evil. Make death for me a source of relief from every evil. That Allah, that day I die, it mustn't be such that I die and I go away, but there is goodness that has still been left. No, it must be such that when I pass away and go, that this now is safety from every type of evil. So long as I'm loving Allah, cause goodness and cause khair and cause benefit to come. And so long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm gone, I'm being saved from every type of evil. Such a beautiful, comprehensive dua. This is from amongst the comprehensive duas that scholars have included of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being Jawami'ul Kalim, the comprehensive speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the person is asking first for his dunya, first for his deen, then he's asking for his dunya, then he's asking for akhirat, then he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase his life only with goodness. He's telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you take me away such a time that I'll get saved from all the evil. What a comprehensive dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Pak also give us the tawfiq of making this dua and making these sort of duas. We ask for everything. We are not short-sighted in the way we ask. We're only asking for things we need now, but things that will help us all along the way, throughout our journey of life, and even after life, what we require, we ask for it all the time. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.